A 5-year-old is cute when he lisps and stutters. Heck, most of the big-time kid actors stuttered and lisped their way to stardom. And geez, you're still fairly cute when you're a stuttering and lisping 6-, 7-, and 8-year-old, but it's all over when you turn 9 and 10. After that, your stutter and lisp turn you into a retard. And if you're 14 years old like me and you're still stuttering and lisping, then you become the biggest retard in the world. Everybody on the res calls me a retard about twice a day. They call me retard when they are pantsing me or stuffing my head in the toilet or just smacking me upside the head. I'm not even writing down this story the way I actually talk, because I'd have to fill it with stutters and lisps, and then you'd be wondering why you're reading a story written by such a retard. Do you know what happens to retards on the res? We get beat up at least once a month. Yep, I belong to the Black Guy of the Month Club. Sure, I want to go outside. Every kid wants to go outside, but it's safer to stay at home. So I mostly hang out alone in my bedroom and read books and draw cartoons. I draw all the time. I draw cartoons of my mother and father, my sister and grandmother, my best friend Rowdy, and everybody else on the res. I draw because words are too unpredictable. I draw because words are too limited. If you speak and write in English or Spanish or Chinese or any other language, then only a certain percentage of human beings will get your meaning. But when you draw a picture, everybody can understand it. If I draw a cartoon of a flower, then every man, woman, and child in the world can look at it and say, "That's a flower." So I draw because I want to talk to the world, and I want the world to pay attention to me. I feel important with a pen in my hand. I feel like I might grow up to be somebody important, an artist. Maybe a famous artist, maybe a rich artist. That's the only way I can become rich and famous. Just take a look at the world. Almost all of the rich and famous brown people are artists. They're singers and actors and writers and dancers and directors and poets. So I draw because I feel like it might be my only real chance to escape the reservation. I think the world is a series of broken dams and floods, and my cartoons are tiny little lifeboats.